Hi, I need home care from my mom.
Hi,
I'll be the
if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
My name is Shingle. I'm returning a call from Family First Home Care.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Shingle. I'm calling you back regarding the form you submitted for home care services.
Yes.
Hi, how can I help you?
I already talked to someone, one of your coworkers, and he did say that you guys are going to call me together, and I was waiting for the phone call regarding my son, Sean Matt.
So you want services for your son?
Yes, yes. And
how old is he?
He's 20, but he'll be 21 next month in December.
Oh, okay. That's perfect, because by the time we'll have him enrolled, he'll be 21.
Right.
Okay. So does he have Medicaid?
Yes, he does. Yeah, I did. He said that you guys are going to call me back, and like it was going to be like a conference meeting. So I was waiting for him to call back, and he said that that you were
you
on the other line
you
with
spoke
someone.
To?
It was a guy. I'm not sure of his name.
Because I don't see. I
he
don't
did
see.
Take down his information. He did
was
take
Josh,
down Sean's
maybe?
Information. I might have been. He took down Sean's information, so he knows Sean's name, and he got his birth date for me and everything.
I don't see. Do you have his Medicaid ID handy so I can take, just make sure that we got the information? Because with the number, it's not coming up with the phone number.
Okay. Yeah, he said that you were on the other line, and he was going to call me from conference call so you guys can both.
But I just want to make sure we got the information, since I don't see his name coming up.
All right, so his name is Sean. He took down his name, Sean Matt.
Sean is Shawn?
Yes, and Matt, M-A-P-P. He did
M-A-P
write it down.
He is in Paul, Matt?
Yes, mm-hmm, Matt. Okay.
And what's the date of birth?
December 15, 2004.
2004. Okay. It's coming up as Sean E. Mapp, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Let me see if we have it in hours. I'm just checking the Medicaid portal.
Okay.
Let me see if it's in our system. Yeah, I don't see it in our system. I would have someone reach out from our enrollment team and have him enrolled in home care with a waiver, which is the home care, because I don't see he doesn't have a waiver yet.
Right. I was telling him that they already had things already. It was already things. The waiver, I already went to, I think it was 15. It was on Queen Street. Yes, so he's in the midst of having an assessment done,
great.
And they said they're gonna take care of everything for him, because I submitted everything, all the way from his doctor, filling out the form, his doctor's filling out the form. So,
yeah.
And they said that they were gonna handle the rest. So they went to his school, and he actually did the testing and everything there. So.
Because it's not showing yet approved on the Medicaid portal, so that's why I was asking, but it could take a few days, but if you don't mind to give me the information, like the address, because I don't see him coming up in our system. I was just looking on the Medicaid website.
Okay.
Just want to make sure that we get, because we have a special enrollment team that can help him get the services sooner, so we can get started as soon as possible. Who will be the caregiver? Will it be yourself?
It will be me.
Okay, no problem. So the best number to reach is 609-676-7505?
Yes.
Okay, and I guess you're the point of contact. Could we reach Sean? Is he able to talk on the phone?
Yeah, he can talk. He has issues with comprehending a lot of things. He doesn't cook. I don't allow him to cook on his own. He's not too great with cooking. Even sometimes bathing himself. Gotta try to chip in with that, you know. And I know he wants to be independent. He wants to do a lot on his own, but a lot he just can't do.
Does he have any conditions?
He wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. Any condition requirements?
As far as conditions, not really a condition. More so like just taking care of himself, like daily chores that we can do, like brushing our teeth and washing up and you know, getting dressed and, you know, just things like that, cooking, washing clothes, you know. He doesn't do what an average 20-year-old can do, and I always have to help him with everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. I see. Okay. Yep. So I got the Medicaid ID. What's the address?
28 South Mary Street.
That was Mary Street. And the zip code?
Uh-huh. 17603, Lancaster.
And that's in Lancaster.
Yes.
Okay. I get that. 17603. South Mary Street, okay. Okay, and are there any kids in the home?
Yes, well, he has another little brother who has autism as well. He's 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, now can I get your name, please?
Donaya Henry, D-O-N-N-A-A-H. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.
Okay. Okay, and I got your number. Okay, great. So you could expect a call from our enrollment specialist. They will guide you through and let you know once the waiver is approved, and then we will have also the onboarding coordinator have you onboarded. She will reach out to you. Monica is her name.
Okay.
So as
soon
as he gets the waiver, you could start time clocking in and getting paid.
Okay. Now, did you want his information as far as, like, his health? Because he has health insurance through Social Security, and he has another health insurance, which is American Caritas. I'm not sure if you wanted that information,
with his Medicaid information, I could see he has AmeriHealth.
Okay, yep, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and we work with them, so we will get the authorization from them, and so first we'll have the waiver. First he needs the waiver, so that's what we do. But you could expect a call from our enrollment specialist, and in the meantime, you could call me if you have any questions in the meantime. You should read my number on the caller ID. That's my direct number.
Could you give it to me? Is it the 267-551-7427?
27, yes. And my name is Shandell.
Okay. Let me see.
Shandell. And I'm with family first, just so you know that whenever if someone reaches out, you know my name is Shandell. I'm with family first.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. Okay. So you could expect a call, and hopefully we get to start just when it's possible.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.